Lonnie Dupree says cold weather is his forte. The mountaineer has spent the last 3 winters trying to become the first person to summit Denali solo in December and January. He's failed all 3 times and encountered harsh storms, temperatures well below zero, and death-defying ice along the way. But the Minnesota explorer says he's still optimistic the climb can be done. He sat down with APRN's Annie Fite to talk about this year's expedition. He says at 17,000 feet, he could feel fluid building up in his lungs and made the choice to turn around.
If you go, you're going to die. Pretty easy to go, well, I don't want to do that, so I think I'll head back down. And so naturally, I mean, it's a learning experience. And so, but it's a lot of the decision making is very cut and dried for you. You know, it really is. It's a lot of things that you just can't argue with or debate over or things like that. Like having fluid on your lungs is a big no-no, because traveling solo, that's a whole different story. And you're the only one that's able to take care of you. And there's nobody that's going to come up and get you. And there's nobody that's going to come save you or anything like that, because wintertime on Denali, you're limited with light at extreme cold. There's very few people that are acclimated to come rescue you. So it's a difficult deal. You're pretty much on your own, and you have to take care of yourself. And you don't want to put anybody at risk to come get you anyways.
How did this trip compare to the other two?
You know, the best trip I had, or in terms of succeeding in terms of getting close to the summiting, was my very first trip in 2011. I got up to 17 quite fast, but the weather was pretty windy above there, and I kept staying there, and I stayed about a week waiting for that weather that never came. And on my way down to 14, the weather actually started getting better. And then last year was atrocious. The weather was atrocious all the way through. And I had a long talk with Masatoshi, a Japanese fellow that's trying to solo summit Hunter in the winter, which is right off of base camp there. And this is his 7th try, so he's, I learned patience from Masatoshi. You know, I think he spent 80-some days trying to get up Hunter 1 year and got within 1 day of getting to the summit, but had to turn around. So that guy's got patience.
And so is that patience maybe in your future? Can you see doing this?
Well, I'm going to need, with Denali, you always got to have patience. And I think if I try it again at some point, I just need to be, I need to just be a little more patient. When I get to 14, maybe just, regardless of any small weather windows that come in that look like I may be able to get to the summit, just hold off until we can determine maybe even a longer stretch of more stable weather, maybe 5 days to a week or something, and then go. Because once you go up to 17, there's no coming back to 14 and then going up and trying again. It's just too much work. So 14 is kind of the staging area where you really need to be patient and wait out whatever weather comes and hope for a weather window of 4 or 5 days.
You sound like you're going to do this again, whereas last year when I talked to you at about this time, you were more iffy on the whole prospect.
You know, right after these projects, you get off of these projects soon after, of course, and you remember all those hardships and cold conditions and shivering in your sleeping bag all night or whatever the case may be. But over time, you forget about those things. So, yeah, right now I'm just saying I'm probably not going to come back next year. I'm going to give it maybe a year or two break and then come back with maybe some better knowledge and a little bit more chutzpah.
Well, describe the most magical parts of the trip.
The magical parts of the trip are morning and evening light on the mountain peaks around you. It's really, that time of year, it's really kind of prehistoric, you know, it's rock and ice and then you get that light coming in that is, pinks and lavenders and, reds even. And, that is just, warms the place up. And actually, if you can get be lucky and be on a part of the mountain that's actually getting sunlight, you're not stuck in some gorge or valley somewhere that's not getting any light. And then you get up really super high, like up to 17, and it's like being on the moon. 17 is serious because it's hard for you to enjoy your surroundings because it is such a it's a place that doesn't give off life at all. Life is what you bring to that spot. And there it's all business, you know. You've enjoyed your pleasure on the way up to 17 and now it's business. Now it's about staying alive and making the right choices and reflecting on it when you get back.
Mountaineer Lonnie Dupree talking with APRN's Annie Feit about his latest attempt to summit Denali solo in the depth of winter. A Homer filmmaker is producing a film about Dupree called Cold Love.